Hello and welcome to Lincoln Visits. I'm Jeff Mall, Executive Director with Visit Lincoln, and welcome to the beautiful AOI podcast studio where we learn today about a wonderful attraction here in Lincoln and Lancaster County. I'm joined by Bob Rook. Bob is the Managing Artistic Director of the beautifully acquainted Ta-Da Theater. Bob, welcome.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it very much.
It's good to have you here, my friend, and lots to talk about in this short amount of time we have together.
All right. Well, you lead it, and I'll see if I can follow it.
Yeah, well, not a lot of people get a chance to get to know good people like you, and I've known you for so many years, and you do so many good things for this community.
Well, thank you very much.
Let's tell people a little bit about your background, just briefly, what brought you into the theater?
Born and bred
in
Lincoln, Nebraska, Lincoln native, Lincoln Northeast High graduate.
Go Rockets.
Go Rockets, valedictorian, class of 85. Did a humorous speech where nobody had ever heard of doing a humorous speech before during that. And went on to go to Wesleyan, where I met my wife, and then fell into a stand-up comedy career totally by accident back in the days when we had – Lincoln's changed so much.
You bet.
I mean, you know what I mean? When Spaghetti Works had Noodles Comedy Club, that's what started me.
Yeah.
I started there. And then where Vincenzo's is, that was a Funny Bone. And I headlined the Funny Bone with Phyllis Diller, and she asked me if I wanted to go on tour with her. And I called my wife. I said, this is a little different career than what I thought I was going to do. What do you think? She says, try it for a week or two, see if you like it. 12 years later, I did stand up.
Oh, my gosh.
And learned so much from such great people, make great friendships, Norm MacDonald, Lewis Black, Mr. Leno. It was a really, really good time. Did Evening at the Improv, had my first national appearances on that. And it made me a better director. It made me really find comedy in shows that normally people wouldn't think are comical. And such as Sweeney Todd or Driving Miss Daisy, where people go, oh, those are pretty serious. There's a lot of comedy in those.
Yeah.
And so I learned a lot about writing and learned a lot. And had offers to move and go elsewhere and run theaters, but I love Lincoln, and we had our daughter. That took me off the road, and I wanted to raise my daughter in Lincoln.
Yeah.
So,
well, we're glad you're here, and my gosh, you have touched so many people with your work here in Lincoln. Bob, the Ta-Da Theater is a destination like no other. It's an intimate theater, 50-plus seats in it. How long has the Ta-Da Theater been around, and can you tell people what Ta-Da stands for?
Sure. Ta-Da stands for The Arts Deserve Attention.
And yes, they do.
And they do. And Ta-Da started a little bit by accident as an outreach theater company, being called by the creators of Jekyll and Hyde the musical to see if we wanted to do that show. And I said, yes, absolutely. They put a national spotlight on Nebraska and talent. We did that at the Rococo, was an outreach theater company for a long time. And then we built the theater in the Creamery building. We're on the second floor 18 years ago. And it is what they call a storefront theater.
Yep.
And that's very popular in Chicago, Minneapolis. And I realized Lincoln didn't have a, you know, a storefront theater. I thought this would be cool. And so we gave up our LLC that my wife and I had created the company, became a nonprofit, formed a board of directors, and 18 years now of that, and also collaborations. I don't think a lot of people know that Ta-Da collaborates with, like, the Lead Center. We were instrumental with raising money at Pinewood Bowl, doing a show for the Sunken Gardens renovation project.
That's right.
We did quilters with the International Quilt and Study Center. So I always felt collaborating was really, really important so Ta-Da could build an audience but also help other things. So here we are, 18 years later. And, it's small, but we call ourselves the intimate theater, the small theater that does big things.
You know, I had a chance to be a part of your 25th anniversary.
Yeah, I was glad you finally came in the theater.
And weekend.
That was good.
It's
if you give this guy free tickets, he'll show up.
Yeah, I'll show up anywhere. So that's an offer to all of you, right?
And he also does my lawn.
Yeah. So 25 years. Like, there was so much emotion that night. We did a Friday and Saturday night show. There was so much talent on stage. I'm hearing emotion out of your voice the entire night. But when we got to Saturday night, I think your emotions finally took over because I think, one, you were so thankful for so many people that have been a part of this 25-year ride. So tell me a little bit about that weekend, what that meant to you, and the kind of people that you have raised in the theater that came back as a tribute to you and your wife and your entire family for your dedication to the arts?
I think it was a tribute to everyone who has been part of TADA. I always like to make that clear. Yeah, well, Chris and I started it, but two people can't do this by themselves. Mm-hmm. This is stupid to think that we could. But everybody else that decided to believe in it, climb in it, do it, to have you there meant a lot. To have everybody, a lot of people I hadn't seen in a long time, but they all wanted to come back, perform. And it was surreal to sit on the sidelines and sing second generations, the little girl who sang Ring of Keys.
Yeah, yeah.
Their parents had met on a show that I had directed. And so it was very moving. And it was moving for them, too. And to see how much they've improved in their craft from when they started. Mm-hmm. TADA is open to anyone. And that's what I love about, you know, we had the Nebraska Children's Choir work with us. And this, for them to work alongside theater professionals, they're only going to get better at what they do. Yep. You know, so if we can do that and leave a legacy, then that's awesome. But, man, it was a really, really a cool, touching night. Yeah, I got a little. The agreement was that I really didn't want to. The board put it together, that the committee put it together, but I knew what shows we should hit and we should highlight. And that was the agreement. And then who was willing to come in and fly in and do it. And even Melissa Burnett taking the red eye in from Nashville to perform. That was crazy, crazy, crazy. And then to see Stephen Rich, who was in our very first show, Jekyll and Hyde, and I very much wanted to close the show with him singing This Is the Moment.
I was going
to
ask you about the guy Jekyll with the booming Hyde. Voice.
Yeah, that's Stephen C. Rich.
My goodness.
And Stephen started his career with TADA. He'd gone on to tour as Jean Valjean and Les Mis. He's done Cats. Done a lot of things, and that was really great. It's weird to think of these people as parents now and stuff, because they weren't.
Yeah, and they had their some of them had their family with them.
It was just great, but it was just good. Man, you could just feel, and you feel that in TADA. I've directed for the Lead Center. I've directed out at Pinewood. This is all great, but in TADA, it being intimate and people connect immediately when they're in the space. Mm-hmm. And the world needs that now more than ever. I've directed now, this is 41 years, and never has the world needed to connect, leave the politics out in the lobby, just come inside, connect as one. And that's our job. That's our job. And that's what I tell my cast. I used to tell my cast, you know, warm ups. Now it's go out, touch a life. I don't know who you're going to touch tonight, but you're going to touch somebody.
I appreciate your comment right there that you talked about leaving things outside, because my feeling about any time you get into a theater or even to go watch a concert at Pinewood or Pinnacle Bank Arena, you are in the moment for the amount of time that the lights go down and the house lights come up at the end of the night. You box out everything else. Everything else that you carried that entire week goes away with an arts experience.
Oh, it fascinates me a lot in the times I've performed in different spaces and been involved with all sorts of different spaces. Kind of amazes me when people pay a certain amount of money and then they whip out their cell phones and just start filming the thing.
Yeah.
And George Clooney said, live in the now, live in the present.
Yep.
You're going to have that memory, you know, and we didn't have cell phones when you and I were growing
up.
We have those memories of seeing, you know, I used to go to the State Fair concerts all the time and Bob Devaney and see those. That's how old I am. And, but, you know, but to also train people in theater etiquette, you know, you don't whip out your cell phone in a theater setting. You're set, you enjoy and see what's going on stage, and you just forget about stuff. And I really do think, you know, and I said that during a pre-show speech. I told people stand up. I said, my job as a director, just make you guys forget about life for a couple hours and to connect as one. And I appreciate you leaving the politics in the lobby. And all of a sudden, the whole audience stood up and clapped. And it just, I was kind of taken aback by it, but I really must have just struck a chord on it. And at TADA, you don't have to rely on hope that the mic operator knows what they're doing, because people project, you know, as Bill Shomos has done a lot of shows for us, that if you can't project in here, you should get out of the business. Mm-hmm. But you feel it. You can raise an eyebrow, and the audience is totally committed to it. So that's the joy and the variety of things that I love that we do it today.
Yeah, it was a changing event, and I've always been an advocate for every attraction in this community. But when you get a chance to go in and experience something like I got a chance to experience that night, I met some of the talent backstage. You and I had, you know, some raw emotions between one another, just talking about all of the stuff that you've been through in life and the changes that have happened to our community. We survived a shutdown when it was COVID. Your family has been through a lot of things over the years, but let's shift a little bit to putting you in that time machine. 25 years of the Ta-Da Theater. Give me 3, 4, maybe 5 best memories that really stand out. It could have been a production. It could have been an up-and-coming talent. You bring in national talent from time to time as well.
Well, I think working, one, I would say, is working directly with some Broadway creators that have had enough trust in us to do their regional premieres. Either it be Lloyd Schwartz with Gilligan's Island, the musical, or Forbidden Broadway, or the creators of Spelling Bee, to allow us to have enough, for them to have trust in us in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Right.
Where Omaha could do it, Kansas City could do it, Chicago. No, they chose Lincoln to do it. And to work with them, that for me has always got a real personal likability, to get to know these people and for them to trust us, and then to get to see the process go on and on. COVID was a really interesting time. It was a very, very scary time. It was something unlike we had never faced before.
Right.
But out of the bad came the good. We were the first theater company to do an outdoor concert. I got really tired of not being able to connect with our patrons, and the patrons missed it. And I got tired of wearing, you know, the masks, and there's no way you can perform that way. And the singers, we did a thing called Ta-Da's Talent Tonight, where every night one of the singers performed on Facebook, and we shared that with our patrons. And that was really cool, but that's still not the same thing. So we partnered with who has been with Ta-Da ever since the get-go is Dan Sloan, who's a gem from Lincoln, who owns the mill. And I said, Dan, we got to do a concert. We got to do it. He says, what are you thinking? I said, mill it, telegraph. We do an outdoor concert. No masks. Let's do this. Outdoor concert. Boom. Called all the alumni. Sing whatever you want. Three-piece band. We're going to do this. We make national news of being the first outdoor concert. And just to get to hear, see people's face, you know, during that time period, that's always going to have a special part.
I got chills.
Yeah, that's the healing power of theater. And one thing that I'm working on right now, actually with two doctors, two national doctors, is how theater improves your mental health. And I'm really excited about this phase of my life, is we're writing a national paper on how theater improves mental health. And I witnessed, and they were appointed to a task force I served on during COVID, and they saw it. And man, I tell you, the first show we did at Ta-Da, I invited the entire nursing staff of Bryan Hospital, because that was a long 2 years. The appointment originally to chair that task force was 2 weeks. I chaired it for 2 years, 22 Zoom meetings a week. But I knew if we were going to lose the Zoo Bar, if we were going to lose all these places, I didn't want to live in Lincoln that way. Didn't want to live in Lincoln that way. And to have those nurses come in, comped them in, of course, 3 shows, 3 nights in a row. And man, they smiled for the first time. I mean, here's people that have been fighting that thing for a long time.
Right.
And to see that firsthand, that will always be a grand memory.
It's real. Yeah.
It was like, man, theater can touch people. And then I've seen theater change a lot in my 40 years. The attention span is horrifically horrible. We're competing with the cell phone, and social media has really changed my business a lot.
It has.
Because if you don't have the audience within the first 2 to 3 minutes, you can't compete with it.
Yeah.
And that's tough, and it's sad.
Yeah.
So I've seen a lot of things change. I've seen Lincoln change. I've seen the Haymarket change. I mean, boy, I didn't really realize how old I was till I was just like, man, you know. And I tried to explain, the Haymarket used to end here. This was it. And I always used to take the Zephyr out at 2:30 in the morning stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
I'm scared to fly. So
yeah.
I traveled 212,000 miles on the comedy circuit and only flew 3 times.
Train most of the time. Or your own vehicle.
I drove the transmission out of 2 Hondas. And that or Norm MacDonald would drive, which I wouldn't recommend. I wouldn't have recommended anybody. God rest Norm's soul. He was awesome. Norm taught me a lot. But taking the Zephyr out, it was kind of nice.
Yeah,
it was kind of relaxing, you know. And so, you know, it was cool. So just a lot of memories. And I've seen Lincoln change. And I also want to tell people, the people that in the city who have supported Ta-Da, man, you know, the Park and Go people have been great to us. They have been wonderful to us. We have a great working relationship with them. And I work very closely with them on different PR stuff, on different videos, to really get rid of that deterrent that there's no parking in downtown Lincoln. And so when I first talked to Tony about this, I was like, I will help you. I know how to promote this. I know how to do it. And I don't want a deterrent for people to not come down to the Ta-Da Theater. And this is pre-arena. And then post-arena, we really had to go. And we really had to change everything to work with Spencer and everybody down there. How are we going to do this? How are we going to make sure that Ta-Da can bring people down here to the Haymarket and downtown Lincoln to where other theaters have got parking lots? I don't ever want it to be a deterrent. I want it to be easy, and it is, and that includes event parking. We worked it all out, so I don't ever want people to think that there's a deterrent to not come down to the Ta-Da Theater. Go onto our website, click the parking link. We will take care of you with VIP parking.
You do. And I just that walk down memory lane, just again, you and I have had communications about how to better get the word out. We are running short on time. We're going to give you a few more moments to plug the upcoming season. You've got something right on your doorstep. I think it's Chicago. We want to talk a little bit about
Chicago.
So let's sell tickets, and then let's point people to social media and your website.
Okay, we got Chicago coming up, and then the regional premiere of Gutenberg the Musical was just a recent huge hit on Broadway with Andrew Reynolds and Josh Gad. We scored that show, so that's coming up. Good. And then we're hitting Ta-Da Stock. We let Dan Sloan name those, by the way, and this is Ta-Da Stock 7.
Brilliant.
Ta-Da Stock 7.
It's a lot of caffeine in that guy.
Ta-Da Stock 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So it's the 7th. So we invite people to come out. And then we're going to be announcing next season coming up. But, man, we need Lincoln support to come out and support us. That's the one thing I really need to tell people. Come out and support us. Theater's getting more expensive. Licensing's are getting more expensive. Everything's going up. But we have been an advocate for keeping our tickets affordable so we have a diverse audience.
Website?
TadaTheater.info.
Pretty easy to get information, pretty easy to order tickets if they need to.
Three clicks.
Great.
A three-click rule, man.
Yeah.
I live by the three-click rule.
Well,
and pretty pictures.
You're right.
You can sit there. A lot of people sit there and stare around at the website. And there's fun little animations.
Perfect night in Lincoln.
That's
perfect
good.
Night in Lincoln is to book a hotel room, grab a bite to eat, maybe grab a cup of coffee afterwards, and just enjoy everything.
Use our parking deal. Park. Yeah. Go visit one of our walking distances. You get 5 hours because that first hour is free.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
First hour is free.
Of course I know that.
And for the record, you know that. 5 hours, park your car, go have dinner before or after. Come see a great show at Ta-Da. Get in your car. And, man, you could say you had a great night out in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for all you do.
A true friend. And
I try to do what I can, and I promise I will pay you back.
Another 25 years of Bob Rook and the Ta-Da Theater coming up soon, and let's keep this dream alive.
We'll see about that.
Yeah, so thank you again for listening. For more information on all the great things going on in our community, Lincoln.org is our website, and thank you for your role as part of being the people that make the place.